B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
You got it, man. I'll see you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's two personas of any coach. It's the one that they present publicly, and it's the one that they present to their players. Really, the only one that matters to winning is the one you present to the players, like Andy Reid. We had a perception of Andy Reid because he said the same things. He was robotic, you know, talking about the injuries and times yours and, you know, I got to do a better job, blah, 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 blah. Behind the scenes, he was a guy that held players accountable, and he was a different guy than the media presented version of Andy Reid. He put up a total wall with the media and said the same things over and over again, and we assumed that that's the way he was all the time. And he wasn't. He was actually a funny guy. And he was a guy that players loved and did hold players accountable. But with Gabe, to present it in that way to this fan base after what this team and that organization has given to this fan base is where the tipping point comes. It's like we understood that after the run from 2012 until now that, you know, it was going to take time. It was going to take time to rebuild the farm system, to restock it. It was going to take time to develop pitchers and players and get this thing loaded up again. And the fan base gave them the latitude to do that. And they pointed to this exact year with the TV deal coming into place where they had an exorbitant amount of money. Frankly, the fact that they pointed to a time where they would have an exorbitant amount of money was BS to begin with. Because this ain't Podunk, Iowa. I got news for you. It's one of the biggest top five media markets in the country. Shouldn't have to wait for a TV deal to spend money. But okay. We said okay. And they go out and they spent money, stupid money as John Middleton called it, and made a 13-year commitment and $330 million commitment to Bryce Harper. That's great. But then to say to the fan base, after what you gave them for the last 7 years, and you didn't give them stocked cupboards of draft picks and developed players, so much so that it's hard for them to make trades. Because that's how you make trades with prospects in baseball. And they can't do it. They don't have the prospects or the clout with prospects around Major League Baseball that they can make trades to add pitching to this roster. They don't have it. Matt Klentak hasn't drafted and developed. Their farm system hasn't done well. And here we sit. Yeah, you got a great player in Harper. You got a ton of players on this team that have regressed. One pitcher has developed again. Two pitchers in my lifetime have developed as guys they've drafted. Cole Hamels and Aaron Nola. And I have a feeling they would have developed no matter who drafted them. They may have developed despite the Phillies drafting them because they were that good. Other than that, what have you done?
Can't disrespect the name of J.A. Happ now.
Come on. And then you see, and then the manager goes up there with that rhetoric. I'm really proud of the guys for seeing 27 pitches in the ninth inning when you went three up, three down in a one-run game to lose a series to the freaking Padres? To the Padres? You didn't face a team with great pitching like Washington, the Mets even. It was the Padres.
I still don't think many people out there could name me four Padres.
They just Johnny Padres.
That's a bust out.
He was the Tony Gwynn.
Ace of the 55 Dodgers there, Johnny Padres. I mean,
are you kidding me that he has the gall? And like I said, I've been a Gabe defender. And I understand that he doesn't have the full complement of good players in a pitching staff. But to go up there and say, I'm proud of the guys, really proud of the guys for battling and seeing 27 pitches in the ninth inning when all three guys got out.
It's kind of one of the reasons I laugh when people would say, do you think Gabe is making these stupid decisions to tell the front office he's not happy? And I'm like, no. Listen to how he addresses the media.
It's a joke.
He's not annoyed by it all.
Yeah, and that, I mean, what he did yesterday was a big loogie right in your eye as a fan. And it may be the tipping point for me to say that. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Bring the heat line, 610-771-9751. You leave your messages there. We play them on Bring the Heat. What do we got today, Pat?
Jason, oh my. I just want to apologize for Bryce's little double vision. I just saw all the glistening sweat and I just was mesmerized by all the glistening sweat. And I was like, oh my. He must be working really hard, you know, clawing and scratching. And then he got dehydrated. My bad.
Oh my, your vision's a little off, Bryce. You got tunneled vision. No, but that dehydration's no joke. But man, can we make sure that the players are hydrated? I know it's hot, but can we make sure that they're hydrated and getting the electrolytes and everything?
Grab some water.
We're worried about 110 pitches, right? If the starter threw, we're worried about 27 pitches in the ninth inning. Not worried about whether the guy's hydrated.
I am thrilled, however, that it is 1 o'clock. We've been on for 7 hours. We have not gotten one call saying, this guy's getting $330 million and he can't stay hydrated? Yeah. I'm thrilled about that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's progress in a lot of ways. What's next?
This year at the Art Museum, the Eagles will host a Lombardi. And Josh McCown and Dougie P will have a chin-off to see who has the bigger chin.
They're going to host the Lombardi? He meant hoist the Lombardi, right?
Yeah, I'd rather hoist it than host it.
Yeah, I don't want to host it. I love it. People get caught up in Josh McCown's. He's got like a Jay Leno chin. You know what I mean?
I think he looks like Duke Nukem.
For the video game?
Yeah. I think it was just like him.
He does have a I'm looking at him now. He's got a pretty pronounced chin. But good for him. He can get paid $2 million to come in here and just kind of hopefully hang out. You know what I mean?
Just sit there and you know throw a couple passes and practice and that's
sure.
It.
Sure. Nothing wrong with that.
I'll do that for $2 mil.
You and a lot of other people. What's next?
Hey, Delicious. If I may, if you can't speak the truth or make a poignant comment of some sort, shut the up. What is positive about Reese going one for his last 26 or whatever? Or you're so proud of how the hitters grind. You insult us, Candyland J.O.
He did. Candyland J.O. Candyland was a great game. He did. He did insult when he tries to pedal that 110 pitches and 27 pitches in the ninth inning. When he tries to pedal that, that should insult you. It insulted me because my roasted chicken breast American cheese sandwich on my Kaiser roll yesterday almost went to the wall when I heard him say it. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me, dude. You are... That is the most out-of-touch thing to say to this fan base you lost.
Gabe is skipping through the lollipop woods.
Yeah. I can see Gabe playing like Chutes and Ladders. Ooh. Oh, I just went down a slide. I got to start
over. See, I could see him playing Life and just turning everything into a positive spin.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have him presented a nice spin here. It'll be beautiful, beautiful technique.
I went bankrupt.
I know I didn't win, but I spun a 6-4 times.
I went bankrupt, but it taught me a beautiful life lesson.
I believe in Baltic. Play Monopoly. You know,
believe in Baltic.
I always buy the railroads. The B&O Railroad. Big fan. It's nice.
Jason and Gabriel.
Oh.
It's a very valiant losing effort by our ball club over this weekend. Just know that every player received a courteous participation slap on the keister on the way into the clubhouse. We're looking to keep it up the rest of the season. As far as tipping goes, depending on the performance, I at least give the tip always.
Oh, always. Bye. Always the tip. At least the tip. God.
Just for a second. Just the tip.
Just. It won't take long. Thanks.
The Philly saw who he thought they were. I'm glad I didn't jump back on board because these guys suck, okay?
I don't think that was the okay guy.
No, though. That's a guy imitating the okay guy, but I wonder if we heard from him because... Like last Friday, did he have the positive message last Friday?
Positive message last Friday in about a week and a half, about like eight or 9 days before that, it was a negative message.
Yeah, he wanted him to lose to the Mets. All right.
Yeah.
So is that the last one?
Yep.
Oh, so we don't have. Ah. The Sorry. Gutless okay guy did not leave a message?
Well, he might have called. We just might have not have put it on.
I need to know if he called or not. Because last Friday was, like, I was the village idiot for not changing my expectations. It's baseball. Like, you gotta see a lot, right, to change your expectations. And were you on Friday with Tyrone? In Club Tyrone?
No, but I was listening.
Oh, they were celebrating. Like, they had their lawn chairs out on Broad Street because they were going to the World Series.
They still could.
And it was Andrew. Yeah, they're all hyped up, right? And I said, just settle down. Don't get all crazy yet. You got to see more. I know the addition of Charlie is nice. It's a good story. And maybe he can relieve a little pressure and help this team. And you go out and you lose 2 or 3 to the freaking Padres.
Yeah, Tyrone and Andrew stole my look. They came in with matching Phillies jerseys.
Oh, yeah. They're all.
I go, what is this?
Yeah. Where's Club Tyrone's off today? Andrew's off today. What, do they not want to suffer the wrath because they went overboard?
Don't paint it like they didn't have prearranged day off. Like they called
I
out.
I don't know
they
that it was prearranged.
It was prearranged.
Where's somebody from management out. Here?
I don't think so.
Of course not.
Unfortunately, you're the closest thing to management.
And I'm not. But yeah. No, those guys in there all beating me up. For not getting on board after 11 runs and then a Bryce Harper walk-off salami.
This was a prearranged
day
off.
And then the ball's on them, like Gabe, to not show up today.
What, you think they're going to come in on their prearranged day off?
They don't give me that. That's prearranged. That's convenient. No, that's convenient that now it's a prearranged day off. You did the morning show today. I guarantee they called you today and said Andrew couldn't come in. No, so you had to do double duty.
No, that's not the case. I was scheduled to do it.
I'm not buying that either. I think everybody's pulling the crap over my eyes here. Frankly, both of those guys should call the program today and apologize.
I totally disagree.
To me
with that.
And the audience.
Nah, nobody. For nobody needs to apologize
this big
to you.
Kid hype thing based on one 11-run game in baseball.
Andrew should apologize to me for forcing me to work this shift with you.
You make a good point there. All right, 610-771-9751. That's the Bring the Heat line number. Leave your messages there, and it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Well, visit AmericanStandardAir.com. There you'll find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-771-9751. Leave your messages, and we will get to Bring the Heat once again coming up tomorrow right here on the Midday Show. So Gabe Kapler. We talk a little bit about Josh McCown and the celebration of the signing of Josh McCown. I can tell you that my heart rate when I heard that they signed him or read it didn't elevate, calm, nothing. It didn't move at all. I'm like, okay, Josh McCown, that's great. And I see all this celebration. All these people going nuts about Josh McCown. Great signing! All right, it's nice. But really? I think it's just because people were celebrating that it wasn't Colin Kaepernick. 610-632-0975. Tim in Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Timmy?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man?
At this point, I'd love to talk puck, and I'm a fan fest. We're talking about men's league, Iceline, and Oaks, and Iceworks, and all that. I'd love to talk Carter Hart and Kevin Hayes, but I need you to be my therapist right now because after last night, that was the first time I ever felt almost personally attacked by my intelligence felt personally attacked by Gabe.
You were taken for granted, and you were. I mean, it's just ridiculous what he did.
Yeah, and I'm like you, where I've been a Gabe defender because you know you saw the Mets thing earlier in the year where they were playing Arizona and the GM the moves. Mm-hmm. To the coach from New York to a game in Arizona. So the whole time I've been like, all right, this is an upper office move. But then after last night, I don't know what to think. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like,
dude, when you see that, though, Tim, when you see, you watch the game and you know they lose the series to San Diego, lose 2 out of 3, and they lose 3-2. And then he comes up there in that press conference and spews that garbage. It was insulting. It's like, dude, are you serious right now?
Yeah, it was the thing that put me over the ledge. The whole year I've been like, well, I think this is a front office thing from McBail to Clint.
And it still is. It still is.
Yeah, it definitely is. But then I kind of had a feeling that, you know, Gabe was just, you know, listening to them to make sure his job was intact and do what, you know, his boss was telling him to do. But after last night, it was like, oh my God, this guy believes this too. And I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible, Tim, and we'll see how it plays out, man. Are you going to FanFest?
Yeah, I already got tickets. Well, I can't make it, but I'm giving them to my brother-in-law. So,
dude, what do you mean you can't make it?
I'm going to be away for work, so.
You got to tell work that they got to send you away another time.
You got to quit.
What's the matter with you? You putting your job ahead of FanFest?
Unfortunately.
All right, man. Well, stay employed. Appreciate it, Tim. Checking in. Not able to make FanFest, but it's
not willing to quit.
And I want to quit your job to go to
FanFest. Why don't you quit your job for FanFest? 610.
Yeah. Do a poll.
I'm sure 99% say, no, I'm going to keep my job.
Yeah.
It's like the people that were quitting to go to the Super Bowl parade.
Yeah.
Although that's understandable because you never know if you're ever see one again.
Yeah, but that's a violation on a boss for saying, if you go to the parade, you'll be fired.
100%. That's not a sports guy.
Yeah, that boss does not like sports at all and just doesn't get it.
They're more of like a theater person,
art
gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with those people, but yeah, they don't get it. They think sports is stupid.
Why is it so important to you?
Oh, I love when they ask that.
It's like, what? I don't understand. Let me ask you this. Because we've all been put in this situation. If you're listening to the station, you're a sports fan. That's pretty clear. And you're interested in it. And, you know, when you're with your buddies at the bar, or you're at work or whatever, with family, you talk about sports a lot. You know, can you believe the Eagles signed Josh McCown? Or, oh, man, is Carson Wentz going to stay healthy? Is Ben Simmons going to develop a shot? You know, we all have these questions. Is Gabe out of his mind? But if you didn't have sports, like, what do you talk about with your buddies? Video games?
Politics.
Politics? God, that's got to be exhausting.
Music.
Because politics is, like, the most exhausting conversation in the world. You're never going to change some other person's mind.
Yeah, religion? I don't know. Me and my best friend, we're like, I'm convinced.
Do you, like, spin a wheel and decide what to talk about and there's no sports on it?
I'm convinced. I mean, my best friend have been best friends since third grade, and it's because of sports.
Yeah.
Like, we grew up, we played them together, we're obsessed with them.
Like, I don't know, do you have, like a little book with a bunch of topics in it you talk about? Like, if you go to a dinner party, like, when you go out, like, your wife drags you to some work function, and you get this. I got this weekend. This is great. I love when people do it. But you get it, it goes, so, somebody said you talk on the radio or something. It's like, I guess that's my job title. I'm a talk show host.
They're downplaying it, but sure.
Oh, yeah? What do you talk about? And you go, sports. I work for a sports station. I don't like sports.
Thanks for listening.
And they go, so what's it like? You're like, dude, I can't talk to you. If you don't like sports, we have nothing in common.
See, I kind
of,
I would.
Like, none of my parallel, none of my, what do you call them, when you make an
other interests?
No, like when I can't think of a word. Like when you make a reference to something else in the meantime.
Comparisons.
Comparison or, you know, something. And they're not going to get it. You know, like this guy marrying this girl is like the Eagles not committing to Sam Bradford, you know? They don't get it.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with who Sam Bradford is. Is he an actor?
Yeah, I can't hang out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've always said, you know, like,
can you trust a guy that doesn't like sports?
No, and I'm telling you right now, there's no way in hell that a guy like Jeffrey Dahmer was walking into work and going, hey, how about that Packers game?
Yeah.
those guys freak me out.
I'll tell you, this Brett Favre.
Yeah, I like him.
Like, he'd be tasty.
Jesus. But those guys freak me out. The guys that do not like any sport.
Yeah, I just can't comprehend it. Yeah.
They weird me out, man.
That's a good point. Yeah, like, was the Ted Bundy like, was he a Seahawk fan?
Yeah, Ted Bundy's not breaking down the Red Sox game.
Yeah, the confession tapes on the Bundy thing on Netflix, I didn't hear him talk about sports at all.
Nope.
Coincidence?
He's arrested. He has no idea what's going on. He doesn't have Twitter. He doesn't have the internet. You think he would, you know, he would ask for a paper?
Does he follow me, Ted Bundy?
Are you following me, Ted?
But seriously, like, it happens all the time. Like, to sports fans, where you get into a conversation with a guy and he's like, yeah, I don't like sports.
Well, part of me would honestly rather at times have that than what I get is dragged to a function by her and she goes, oh, you'll like it. The guys like sports.
Yeah.
And I go, great. So as soon as they find out who, like, what I do for a living, they're going to tell me all of their stupid points.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it is stupid points.
Well, you get the thing, too, that I know you probably don't want to talk about it, but I love talking about sports.
It depends on who it's with.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. It depends on who it's with.
Yeah. I love talking about it. That's why we do this for a living and everything, but I just don't know that. I can't understand how it just doesn't make sense to me to not have any interest in it.
Let me ask you, do you still get from like family members? So are you still doing the radio thing?
You get it all the time.
As if you're like in a cover band.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my career? Yeah, so, no, I'm still doing that.
On the weekends?
Yes, I'm still doing my career. Thank you.
Yeah. It's hilarious. 610-632-0975. The tipping thing, too. I think we've gotten some clarification on a lot of aspects of tipping. But there's still some ones out there that I'm still not sure what to do. I'll be in a situation in the next 4 to 6 months where I'm going, am I supposed to tip this guy or not? Do I tip him? Is it, and how much do you tip him? Like, I had tipped the dog groomer. I said, yeah, sure, give him $10. How much do you tip the dog groomer? Is that the right price?
How much do you tip?
$10.
Yeah, dude, that's double what I would have tipped.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I mean,
my whole bill was pretty big because my dog was in the kennel for a couple days.
We're in a little bit of different of a tax bracket, me and you. So.
But my dog was in the kennel for a couple days, but I'm just tipping the groomer for the shampoo and the toenails and the ears.
Which, I mean, you have to because, people will stay still.
Yeah, like
dogs don't.
The restaurant tipping thing's easy because that's, standard 15%, 18%, or 20% or 25%. You know that. There's like rules kind of in place for that. But like tipping the dog groomer, I don't know. What's the rule?
Hey, you can put a rule in place for that tipping. I know a lot of waiters and waitresses will tell you it's, you can even put it on the bill. Sometimes some bills will tell you, hey, 20% is this.
Oh, yeah, they put it at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of times.
You get a Sharpie out and cross that out and go, yeah, he didn't get that, buddy.
They still end up getting stiffed.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do the math on my calculator, and then I'll just round up.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. Let's go to Drew in my hometown, man, in the Dub C in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Yo, what's going on, Jason? What's going on, Pat? How you guys doing?
How's Westchester doing today?
It's doing good, man. It's hot out here today. I'll tell you that, though. So I'm actually a Malvern guy like you, Jason. I actually finished Malvern, so I didn't leave after ninth grade, and I was a hockey player there too. So
there you go. Yeah, you probably know
some guys I know because I think you're a couple years older than I am. I'm 43.
Yep.
So anyway, but now Eagles point here. Actually, Pat kind of blew me off last night, so I'm a little upset with Pat.
Well, so, no, I did not. No, I did not.
I gave you three good Duke players.
You gave me three Duke players, but none of them were bust outs. And plus, you already have FanFest tickets.
Yeah, I know. I already have FanFest. I know, but I just thought a little bit. If you threw me Baldy,
I'm giving you FanFest tickets. You didn't.
What about Bobby Hurley? Would Bobby Hurley have been up there?
Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, now I'm just busting your chops, Pat. Man, I love you, buddy.
Oh, I love you too. So,
Hurley's third on my list. I'm going Grant Hill, Leitner.
I had him. I had Hill.
Yeah, he had Grant Hill. He had J.J. Redick. Who was the third one you had?
The Zion.
Yeah, Zion. So I was looking for a bust out.
Yeah, I just got out.
I give you that. That was a bad one on my call. So anyway, about the Eagles here, I'm really happy with the Josh McCown signing. I think he's going to be a great fit for the team. I mean, I know everybody was, well, not everybody, but, some people were mentioning another name that I'm not even going to mention, but I think McCown was the smarter pick. I think he's a better fit. I think he's going to come in there and, I hope we never see Josh McCown on the football field. So, in my optimism, I'm hoping, Carson does his thing and acts like Tom Brady and stands upright for 16 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm hoping we don't see McCown unless it's in some mop up duty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Of course that was always another case, but, I think Sudfeld will be back. By the time we get into that type of range where we may need to play him for, last game of the year, before we head into the playoffs, because I think this team is definitely poised to make a good run this year.
No question about it. Totally agree. Hey, thanks for the call, Drew.
All right, thanks.
We'll see you Saturday down at FanFest. 610-632-0975. But Drew said it, and I think I can read the tea leaves here. He said he's really happy with the Josh McCown signing. He didn't want to mention the other guy's name. The other guy, obviously, is Colin Kaepernick. And a lot of people are happy Josh McCown was signed because you knew you had to sign somebody when Cody Kessler went into concussion protocol. And it didn't matter if it was Josh McCown, Teddy Bridgewater, or whoever that they acquired to be a quarterback for this team, just as long as it wasn't Kaepernick. I think a lot of people feel that way. 610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show. Anthony coming up at 2, filling in for Mikey Miss, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about Conkerville Nissan, because I got to ask you, what makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all of our cars from Conkerville Nissan over the many, many years has made me and my family happy. My dad got cars there. I got my first car there. And it's so nice to do business with a dealership that is truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. I've smiled a bunch of times, a bunch of new vehicles all through the years. And that's not just a saying. It's a real culture that every employee has adopted. Now, August is your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates as well. Now, you can save big on Nissan models everyone's talking about right now. How about the Nissan Bottom Line Sales Event? It's going on now. The most popular models, it'd be the Rogue, Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder, all 0% financing for 36 months. And all you know, y'all know, Nissan has the coolest technology that keeps you safe as you tackle the Philly roadways. Now, you need to get to Conkerville before the selection of 2019s is gone. It's coming up. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Check out them out online at 202nissan.com. Again, it's 202nissan.com. And remember, Conkerville cares.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. I feel like today's been a bit cathartic regarding Gabe. I feel better now than when I started today. After seeing and hearing him at the post-game press conference yesterday, I was so just annoyed. Like, I felt like it was the tipping point for me with Gabe. I feel like I've calmed down a little bit today. A lot of people, everybody's basically saying the same thing. What he said was ridiculous. But I'm just trying to figure out how to compartmentalize it and go, you know, what he says, I can't let it affect me, no matter how ridiculous what he says, what comes out of his mouth. I can't let it bog me down. Because it's not going to end. He's going to say ridiculous things. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Denzel, West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Denzel? Oh, Denzel, we just lost him. Denzel, call right back. I think I might have hit the wrong button and hung up on you. So let's go to JD and Camden on the Fanatic. Hey, JD.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey, you got to take care of your mechanics, guys. Like, it's not necessarily about tipping them, but, you know, give them 20, 30 bucks. Tell them, hey, get lunch on me. Those guys are eating fast food on the fly because they're working all day. I mean, I used to have guys, you know, buy them a six-pack at the end of the week or something because they're going to... It's going to come back around sometimes, but they might pass you on something at other places are going to fail your inspection, little things like that. I used to have guys fix my tires, you know, get a hole in the tire. They'll just patch it up for free.
Yeah, plug
you
it.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? My McCown point, though, is I'm kind of encouraged about this signing. When's the last time this guy ever had an offense around him to really excel? When has he ever had a coaching staff around him that's going to help him get better as a quarterback? I know we don't want to see him as the number one starter. That's the last thing we want. But to have a guy, like you said, come in on cleanup duty, I'm kind of encouraged about that. It's obviously better than the options we have now.
Yeah, I mean, look at the teams he's been with. Look, he was with Arizona, Detroit. Boy, he's been with a lot of dreck here. How about this? Arizona, Detroit, Carolina in 08 and 09, the Bears for 2 years in 11 and 12. I can't remember. 11, 12, and 13. I can't remember if the Bears were any good then. Tampa Bay in 14. Cleveland Browns and New York Jets. But he's like resided in what you traditionally you would call like the slop bin of the NFL.
Yes. Oh, it gets worse.
Yes. Get him some weapons. Get him an offensive line, a coaching staff that puts in place to his strengths. Mm. I've never thought the guy was, you know, going to be the next Manning or whatever, but you know, when he first came in the league, I kind of figured this guy's got some talent. So before the end of his career, maybe he has a chance to showcase that.
Well, I hope not, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to see him unless it's preseason or mop-up duty.
Yeah.
He's a veteran guy, and he's been around, so he knows a lot of different offenses, and he can help some of the younger guys as well. So, in that vein, yeah, I'm fine with it. It doesn't move my heart rate in any way.
Yeah, exactly. Better than nothing.
Yep. Hey, appreciate it, JR.
Yep, have a good one.
Yeah, man, it gets worse. He played in the UFL for the Hartford Colonials.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember that league.
Look, I know like Arizona had some good years, especially with Kurt Warner, obviously. Detroit, traditionally speaking.
Yeah, he was drafted at Arizona.
Yeah. But like traditionally speaking, if you look at the teams that he's played for, other than maybe the Bears and the Panthers to some extent, he's played for some of the worst organizations in modern football.
Oh, absolutely. And I had Jim, or one of our favorite callers, Jimmy from Mount Holly, called me last night and made the point of, well, this guy's, you know, a proven loser. Look at his track record. And the point that I had to him was basically, if you're starting Josh McCown, you're probably a bad team.
Yeah.
He is the perfect bridge quarterback. He's the guy that you bring in to start a season when you drafted your future quarterback and you want him to hold a clipboard and learn. So you're bringing in Josh McCown. So the teams that he is starting for normally aren't going to be good. So just
if they drafted a high quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah, so don't take the record as gospel as to how he is as a quarterback. He's not amazing, mm-hmm. but he's a very good backup.
Yeah, and actually, in 2013, played in 8 games for the Bears.
That's probably his best year.
Yeah, he had a 66.5 completion percentage for 1,829 yards. Again, just in 8 games, 13 touchdowns, 1 pick, at a 109.0 rate. That's pretty good, but it's not 2013. 610-632-0975. Denzel's back. Denzel, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I don't have a big issue with the McCown signing, but I have an issue with everyone speaking about Kaepernick as if he committed a crime or something. He didn't commit a crime. And the issue that I only have with him is that he's not even getting workouts. He went to a Super Bowl. His resume should at least get him at least a workout.
Did he get a workout with Seattle?
Huh?
Did he get a workout with Seattle? I know there was some interest maybe 2 years ago.
No, he didn't get 2 years ago. I'm talking about this year or last year. He didn't get any. He hasn't even received workouts. So that's the issue. The issue isn't necessarily like, oh, which football player it is. Let's not look at every quarterback that just gets signed. It's the fact that he's not even being considered. The guy went to Pro Bowls. He went to a Super Bowl. He's an NFL quarterback. You can't tell me there's 60 to 90 quarterbacks in the NFL that's better than him. And you can't say, oh, well, there's a circus.
But
he didn't.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to realize, Denzel, and I agree with you, there's probably not 60 or 90 quarterbacks better than Colin Kaepernick. You're dead right about that. But here's the thing. You have to consider that there is baggage that comes along with him and a divisive nature. And if that you take on that divisive nature and you're willing to do that, if that quarterback is going to contribute to you winning.
Yeah, Johnny,
if he's just
going to
be a second or third string quarterback, you're getting all of the divisiveness, all of that angst that comes with his presence, but none of the reward because he's not even playing.
Right, but Johnny Manziel had the same divisiveness. He had a workout, teams came. Tim Tebow just was the Eagles signed Tim Tebow. All of that stuff came with a thing. And it's like,
but again, you know, and you're right, because the part of it with Kaepernick is it's been lost. The message of what his original protest was lost. Somewhere early in this process, it was lost. And then he had some missteps with the Castro shirt and the pig socks. And then people make leaps and they say he sanctioned violence against police, which he never did. And he, you know, they make assumptions and it becomes a narrative, albeit a lot of it not true, but it is the narrative. And the other part of it is he in this political climate today, whereas opposed to even 3 years ago, it's even more divided now. If you added a guy like Kaepernick into this mix now, it's even more toxic. It's even more damaging is my point.
Right. I thought it would be better here, if anywhere, with Malcolm Jenkins and the movements that Chris Lowe and Malcolm Jenkins started in this city. But on to a better point, I think.
But the other thing, too, Denzel, he's not a fit from a football standpoint. Here. He doesn't fit the system.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're laughing at it. It's true.
Okay. I mean, I don't see how we have a lot of RPOs in our playbook, and I don't see how a running quarterback wouldn't fit a system like that. But that's
no, it's not what they. What you want to do is you want to make your quarterback room with quarterbacks with like skill sets, comparable skill sets, and he's different than those guys. It doesn't mean he's bad or anything. I'm just saying you can't institute two offenses because if your other guy goes down, you got to change it completely for it to be successful.
I've seen Kaepernick play from the pocket also. So
but he wasn't good from the pocket. his numbers were not good from the pocket.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you there.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the season. I would love to get FanFest tickets.
You love a FanFest ticket? Absolutely, man. We'll see you there on Saturday. You need two?
Nah, I'm going to come alone, man. I don't like too many people.
You come hang out with us.
All right, man.
All right, we'll see you Saturday. I'm going to put you on hold. You get a FanFest ticket. 610.
I love that.
632. I don't
He's
like
not even going to hide it.
Yeah, that's good, though.
They mean him would get along.
No, I mean, look, I know that like the first name that comes up is Kaepernick. I know it comes up every time you see it. And it's like, oh, here's the opportunity for someone to sign Kaepernick. And it doesn't happen. And if he was a guy that was going to come in right now and be a good starter in the league from a football standpoint, somebody would grab him. Somebody would. But you're not going to take on all the stuff that comes with Kaepernick, whether it's right or wrong. That's not for me to decide. Whether you agree with him kneeling or his messenger, and what, take all that out, whether it's right or wrong, in your opinion. It comes with a very divisive element, and it will divide your fan base. It will. That's just a fact that it will. And if he's your second or third string quarterback, and that's the effect, that's something where the owners say, hey, he's not really going to help me win because he's a second or third string quarterback. I don't even want to see him on the field. And I'm going to get all this divisiveness to my fan base for a guy that's not going to really play. So it's not worth the aggravation per se, or what comes with Kaepernick. That's just the reality of the situation. Whether you're okay with him kneeling, when you understand what his message was, or you have a convoluted version of what you think he was protesting, doesn't matter. But that's the fact of the matter. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony will be filling in for Mike coming up top of the hour. Stay tuned. But I got to tell you about one of my favorite places. Oh, I love this place. It's Carlino's Market. They got a location right in my hometown, and I thank God for it. Also, another great location in Ardmore. I thank God for that one. I can vouch for all their unreal selection of artisan foods. They're simply the best. Now, today, they're in their third generation of ownership. And Carlino's, what they do is they continue the tradition of old world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, house-baked bread, prepared gourmet takeaway, and so much more. Now, my wife and I, we go to the Westchester location on a regular basis, and there's always something new and delicious to try. So you can stop in for a delicious lunch or pick up dinner. And don't forget, this is the great news. They're great for catering. You can finish up your summer cookout season all strong with Carlino's fresh grilling options throughout every section of their markets, including deli salads, homemade sausages, local produce, vegetarian options. It's all there. You can even check out their social media channels for incredible summer grill recipes, and they'll really help you out. Great ideas. So visit any of their two stores, either Westchester or Ardmore, two locations, or for more information, visit carlinosmarket.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Just talking to Anthony. Coming up at 2 o'clock, filling in for good old Mikey Miss. Stay tuned. Let's go to JR in Bethlehem on The Fanatic. What's up, JR? JR, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, boss? Hey, I wanted to talk about Josh Sweat. Mm-hmm. All that praise that he got from Lane Johnson, even comparison to somewhat Jadeveon Clowney. Do you think this year is going to be a somewhat breakout year, or he's going to be one of those guys that just keeps on coming off that bench to give a breather to the other defensive ends?
Well, I mean, there's a rotation there, so we'll see how that plays out and see how that rotation develops throughout the year. Injuries, how that affects it, how much playing time he's going to get. He's going to be in that rotation, but he's not one of the bigger names that I'm dying to see, and it's going to be a game changer for them in that regard, I don't think.
No, I thought he would be, I think he's going to give a little bit, how can I say, he's going to get more than Curry would have gave us when Vinnie he Curry? Got drafted. Yeah.
Yeah, and Curry's back now.
He would give more than that. Yeah, but then he got a little long in the tooth. He's a little older now. And
yeah, I mean, the key's going to be Derek Barnett on the end and Brandon Graham. And I'm really interested to see, JR, what Derek Barnett's going to be. Coming off the injury last year. And he's a guy, you know, first round pick. They moved up to get him. He's got a high pedigree, a lot of expectations. He needs to deliver.
High motor.
Yeah, and he's in an advantageous position because the interior defensive line is so good. So he's going to get one-on-one matchups, and he's got to take advantage of that.
He has to win. Yeah, one-on-one, he has to win.
Sure, I think he's a huge... Like, the defense is not as much discussed as the offensive side of the ball, but he's a guy on the defensive side of the ball that if he plays, has a really good year... Could literally make that defense way better just by the way he plays.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely, I agree.
All right, brother.
All right, you have a good one.
Appreciate it. Amir in North Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Amir?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
All right, so I follow tons of, like, celebrities on social media, but I hardly ever comment because it's like, will my comment even be seen and or replied to? So I just watch. But one of my friends, he screenshot celebrity yesterday that he that commented to his response about Kaepernick getting not signed versus McCown. It was Spike Lee. So it compelled me to respond because Spike was saying that Cap should have been signed by somebody, blah, blah, blah. And my friend was saying that he's a fan of the Eagles first and he liked Kaepernick, but as far as his team, he don't want to see his team sign Kaepernick because all the stuff that goes along with it. And now I'm in the same mode. Like right now, this year will be my second year seeing a Super Bowl if we get a chance to make it. And I don't want to see Kaepernick, everything that goes along with him, disrupt what we have going on.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. So, and my thing is, if Kaepernick was as good as, say, for instance, we had like somebody like Sam Bradford, and you would say Kaepernick and Sam Bradford was on the same level, then I probably will take a shot because he might can help us get over the hump, but we have win. So it will only be a distraction to me if you ask me.
No doubt about it. And I think that's part of the equation, Mir. People got to consider. It's easy to throw out these barbs. Oh, he's better than this guy. But there's other things to consider. That's what kind of annoys me when people, anytime a quarterback's hurt, they throw his name out there. They just throw it out there. Now, Doug Peterson was asked about it today. They had the joint practices today with the Baltimore Ravens, and the Eagles needed a quarterback because we know that Sudfeld went down with the broken wrist in the first preseason game. Cody Kessler goes into concussion protocol in the second game. They need a quarterback, so they go out there. So Sir Doug Peterson today at his press conference was asked if the team considered Colin Kaepernick before signing Josh McCown. Here's his answer. He said, "We consider everybody, honestly. We've considered everybody and do what's best for the Eagles." So I'm sure he was a consideration. But again, you got to look at the system. Does he fit from a football standpoint? Does he fit your offensive system? Does he help you in that way? If Wentz does go down, is he the number two? Is he the number three? Then you have to consider that. If he's your number three because Sudfeld is coming back, then you do have to consider all of the other things. When he says we do what's best for the Eagles, that includes distraction that comes with signing Colin Kaepernick. Again, whether you agree or disagree with his protests, the way he's carried himself, everything, doesn't matter. If they don't want to bring in the distraction because they feel like they're a team that can't handle the distraction and wants to go and win a Super Bowl, that's their prerogative. No doubt about it. All right, stay tuned. Anthony's coming up next. He's in for Mikey Miss on this Monday. He's got you 2-6. And our handoff, as always, is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Pat, great job today. Double duty for you. You made it.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm going to go home and sleep.
Do that. Absolutely. Your bed is ready for you. Anthony's next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.